You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Trump Wednesday, much to the chagrin of many, many people who are just, ooh, and the more you shake your hands and Yosemite Sam at Trump, the happier the Trump people get. It is the funniest thing.
It is loud down there.
I know. We got my buddy Ben down there. We're going to chat with him. He's been...
Ben,
you lunatic. How long have you been down at this thing?
Oh, man, it's mayhem down here, John. We've been here since... I got here about 9 o'clock last night. I'm with the group, the very first row, Brick Man, Drew Carey. I don't know what you call him.
I called him Drew Carey in a brick suit.
Yeah, man. I mean, these guys are rowdy. It's crazy.
What have you been doing since 9 p.m.?
Trying to protect myself, man. I've never slept on 19th Avenue in McDowell,
You're prepared.
Sleeping with one eye open, man.
And did you sleep at all, or did you guys stay up all night?
Yeah, no, we brought air mattresses, man. We got about three and a half hours.
You did all right.
Funny.
Party all night, man.
How many people are down there right now, would you guess?
Oh, there's got to be 700-800 people here now.
No, just hanging out. And you guys aren't in yet. They haven't opened the doors.
We're not in the doors. No, that's not going to open until like 2 p.m. We're in the gates. We're like corralled right now. They got a food court here for us. Big welcome President Donald J. Trump sign on the billboard. And everyone's just having a good time, man. Everyone's peaceful and no protesters in here. So it's good, man.
That's great. And you're meeting people and having fun. And is it all political talk or what is everybody talking about?
No, man. It's just life in general, man. It's just jargon. It's actually very little political talk. It's like talking about work, you don't want to do it. Just everyone's here for the same reason, a good time, celebrate our president, man, and show the support that this state.
No, Ben,
it's like a tailgate party.
When's the last time
alcohol?
Is there alcohol? Are you guys drinking?
I can't disclose that, John.
I mean, if it's a party, you got to have alcohol.
Yeah. So there may or may not be drinking in the line. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Exactly.
When's the last time you waited for anything like this?
I was at the first Trump rally in 2016 before he was president, and I waited only 6 hours, though. I went 6 hours before, and we actually made it in the venue. But, with his popularity, and he's just, the Trump train is gaining steam, man, and you got to get here early.
Ben,
people that aren't going to get in today.
I know. That's crazy. Do you regret the 9 p.m. start time or, looking at it? Uh-oh, here we go.
He doesn't regret it.
I'm just asking. Looking at it now, do you think I could have come down here about 5 this morning?
No, man. Well, you could. I mean, people that are showing up now are still going to get a good spot. Where I'm with these guys have been here for 2 days. A lot of these people, John, they travel with the president.
I know.
They go from city to city to city. It's nuts, man.
It's the Grateful Dead. He's done something crazy. It's insanity.
Don't they have jobs, for God's sake?
Yeah, what do they do for a living? What do these people do?
Well, today in Arizona, single-handedly the largest sick day that anyone has ever had.
That's probably true. It's gonna be
everybody is sick, including me.
Are you there with anybody, or are you solo?
No, I got some buddies. Yeah, I got another buddy. He took the day off, and another buddy's coming down from up north.
No cuts. Three
of us.
No cuts, Ben.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You can't hold a spot in line for a guy who rolls in at 10 this morning.
Oh, man, the grannies, they're going crazy, man. You try to cut, they'll knock you over.
They will bust your ass out.
I got a question for Ben.
Go ahead.
Can you tell, is there Secret Service and any other outside security around there?
I mean, yeah, I can see them. I don't think everyone else can, but, there's definitely
people are watching.
Now,
you say that you laid down strapped all night. You're not going to go in with that. What do you do with all your guns? There's everybody down there's probably got a gun.
I'm pretty sure everyone does, but you gotta lock them up, man. They'll be safe.
All right.
We can't get in the venue with them. Can't even get on the fairgrounds with them, really.
Yeah, where do you put them? You just lay them outside.
People are listening. Nah, if people are listening, man, have your family come pick up your guns, get them secured. Don't leave them in your car with the protesters and the risk for damage to your vehicle, people breaking in and stuff.
Didn't even think of that.
Maybe that former Wendy's will take them.
Yeah, bring them to that. Is that Wendy's across the street still open, that former Wendy's?
I don't know, man. They had us at Monte Vista, so we're actually north of McDowell.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, wow.
And south of Encanto.
Okay, sir. All right, gotcha.
Yeah, man.
Anyway.
But it's a good time, man. It's a movement, John.
Yeah, cool. I understand that. Hey, Ben, what is the odds that you're disappointed in the end of this?
There's no disappointment here, man. There's zero chances. I'm standing behind one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
In the most amazing Trump gear. I mean, just a good group of people. I mean, just it's a movement, man. It's super cool.
Now, Ben, this is not this is
worth the wait.
How many black people are in line?
There are several, man. All walks of life here.
All right.
There's little kids here. There's, you know, you have African Americans. You have Latinos. You know, white people. I mean, it's everybody. It's crazy, man. And everyone. That, it's
Well, if they're minorities, they're going to be placed in the best.
the best thing today. I was actually building to that. The best thing is to get behind that black family and say you're with them because you will be right behind the president, camera side.
No, I'm good, man. We're just mixed in. I mean, it's a racial mix of everybody in here, all walks of life, and
where did along. Yeah, Ben? Where did that lady who has that racing suit that you were talking about, that blonde lady?
She's right in front of me, looking at me. It's like she heard what you said on the phone. That blonde lady. She literally, I'm 2 feet from her.
Where did she get that
she's
outfit?
The shoulders right now. If only you could see it.
Where did she get
I don't
that?
Know.
Did she make it?
You want to ask her? I don't know.
Sure.
Don't
give know. give me the lady on the thing.
Okay, hang on. Here's the lady.
Live from the Trump rally.
She's wearing a better outfit today, John.
My friend. Oh.
I don't want to get beat up, but she's wearing a better outfit.
She changed her clothes?
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I have never been better.
All right, we're live. First off, I have to tell you, we're live on the radio. Are you all right with that?
Yeah, thanks for the warning.
No, I have to do that legally. You know, I want to keep it legal. What is your name?
It's Megan Heaps.
Oh, Megan. Megan, you have a jumpsuit that says Make America Great that looks really professional. It's like a racing suit. Where did you get that?
Yeah, I feel like a racer in it. I actually got it on Amazon for $50.
No
it
kidding.
It's really well made, really good material, really warm.
Made in China?
And no, made it. The brand is America AS.
Goddamn, you know, right. That's right. American as.
American as.
No, I gotcha. No. Oh, see, geez. We got it. You didn't have to go that far,
okay,
Megan.
I know.
Crying out loud.
People that don't know.
Nah, well, yeah, that's true. You cleared it up for everybody.
Just
America AF. So the suit, you Google searched Trump racing suit?
Like a Trump onesie, and it's actually unisex, so it can go both ways.
All right, there you go. And Ben said you've changed your outfit since. What are you wearing now?
I'm wearing Make America Great really super tight leggings.
You get some dude all over.
There's no drinking
right.
going on.
None. You guys are sober as can be.
You feel safe?
Yeah. Are you all right down there? Hey, look, click your tongue three times if you feel like somebody's about to do something awful to you.
Click your tongue three times.
Yeah, help us out. Megan, good luck. What do you expect to get out of today?
Honestly, this will be memorable for the rest of my life. Like, this is one day I'll remember forever.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right. Would you ever have stood in line for any other president?
Never. I would never do this. This is like once in a lifetime.
It's just the love of Don. So, all right. There you go. Were you a fan of The Apprentice?
Honestly, you know, I just always knew he was. And as soon as he, you know, I think America all knew who he was. And he's the American dream. I mean, he's got the hot woman. He's got the money. He's got the... He's hardworking. So.
I would argue that.
We
now, is do you love him more or hate Pelosi more? Which is your stronger emotion?
I would have to say I love him more. I don't even like to say her name.
Yeah. Well, see, then I made my point. All right. Thank you, Megan. Have fun today. Be careful, okay?
You guys have a great day.
You too. See you later. There you go. It's a, all right. We're going to let Ben go.
It's a happy bunch out there.
They've stolen Ben's phone.
Hey!
That's my phone!
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Ben!
Yo!
All right, we're going to let you go. You go have fun, and if anything happens, text me.
Be safe.
Hey, man, I will.
All right, have fun.
We're safe, man. They're not going to let the protesters on this ground. So
that's right.
The DPS are doing a fine job.
DPS always does a great job. We're big fans. All right, well done, man. Ben. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Take care, guys.
See you, man. There you go. My buddy Ben is out there all morning. I don't get it, but he's insane. He's one of the greatest
passionate.
People, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. One of the best people you'll ever
Eric,
meet.
Eric, you're right. I just would my MAGA sauce would have just
oh,
sold off.
Oh, killed it. All you had to do was put a sticker on it.
Oh, man.
Making sauce great again. You could have made a fortune. We
Brady.
Were wrong. I was wrong. We said Brady couldn't bring bottles down there.
Yeah.
They have guns.
You could have been the one calling us.
Oh, Brady.
With your thousands
you
of
know
dollars.
What? Hey, it's not too late.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Take your sauce down there. Wrap your truck up with MAGA stuff.
Who wants a little MAGA sauce?
Missed opportunity.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, you'd have made a lot of dough.
You might have been able to retire right after.
Cash money, yo. America is good. Oh, one for me. Two for me. Oh, one for me. Two for me.
One for Ronnie. Two for me.
You could have had a label with, like, your cartoon character and Donald's cartoon character right next to each other. Like,
that would have been great.
Shaking hands
and eating ribs.
One for me. One for Christy. Two for me. One for Ronnie. Three for me. One for Christy.
Yeah, you could have made a fortune. It's nuts. It's crazy. You know, and there's a certain end to me. Then my buddy Winston texts, man, I've worked 4 Trump rallies for the city. They are the worst. And it's not even I told Winston last time he was there because he was working the IT stuff. And
machinery.
Like, dude, they are going to film you.
Oh, my God.
Constantly. Man, I'm avoiding the cameras because he knows as Winston with his hair. Yeah. And he's got tons of hair. He's the quintessential, oh, my God, he shouldn't be here guy. So they were going to film him.
Because don't they usually do that at the pep rally? Like highlight a couple of people.
Oh, highlight a couple of blacks.
He was joking, but they'll be right behind him at the rally tonight.
It is insane. So, yeah. You know, there's a certain aspect of it I love because America needs to be excited about stuff. But I don't know if it's for all the right reasons. Yeah, I think it's more hate-based. I think it's more just like I hate something so much.
I agree.
I love those old pictures of presidential rallies where the whole, you know, like, seemed like everybody was in, you know, and everybody like, loved it. Yeah, the patriotism side I love, but I just don't read this as anything more than a middle finger to the opposition.
Or pressing the button on somebody else.
Doesn't it seem passive-aggressive? Both sides do it. But it's like, look at our crowd. Look at, you know, it's weird.
I've seen it a couple of times. In Seattle in 92, before Clinton even got the nomination, he did a rally at Pike Place, and it was a lot of the same talk. It's like, this is going to be the greatest thing I've ever been to.
There wasn't this big, giant division. Like, people didn't give this much of a crap.
There was a lot of division about him because all the scandals had come out. Yeah.
Right. But that was before, like, he snuck up on everybody. It's just weird. I find it fascinating. I'm fascinated by this kind of stuff.
The other one I was going to bring up is McCain. Like, I saw McCain rally once here. Mm-hmm. But that didn't have the same passion that
this
has.
Not even close. No, this is different. I am fascinated by human behavior, and I find this read to be more of a, all right, we'll show you. We'll be overexcited about something we love to show the people that hate it how much we're willing to get in the cement with this guy.
John, I don't know about the truth of what he said on that bus, but Trump rallies all have the sexiest women. No joke.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, that lady's picture is pretty nice, that Megan we talked to. A pair of tight leggings on. It's like an 80s rock show.
Right.
It's like everybody's in body glove and a little too excited about something that may or may not be great. It seemed like we were a little too excited.
There seems to be a bigger cluster in this area.
Yeah. Are we pumped up a little too much for Enough's Enough? I think we might be.
But like white blondes, this is a place to be.
I stood in line for a faster pussycat. And I'm like, I think we might be a little too excited about this. This is the chicks were hot. Everything was good.
You realized years later.
But in the end, I'm like, no, is it really not that faster pussycat? Chicks were good.
After 15 minutes.
I do like the idea that you can say I got laid at the Trump rally. I think that's hot. I met this chick standing in line at the Trump rally. And that is a match.com, man. You've started off knowing you two have something in common that is unreal. You're going to have a good time. Anyway, sounds fun. Sounds like a good party. Brady, you blew it. Your sauce could have floated all over down there. You'd have had right-wing sauce and left-wing sauce. Dip your wings in either one. Almost, man. And then on all this happiness that people feel and all this other stuff, and they love the fact that it makes other people who are against it kind of mad that they're so happy about it. That kind of entertains me a little bit. I don't think, if Buttigieg came down and did a rally, I'd like to see if that crowd would be kind of interesting, too. Outside of that, I really don't. I just want to avoid it. But and then there's this poor kid. Last night on the news, all this Trump talk and everything else. And luckily for him, the Trump thing's happening, but I'm going to ruin it. I think he thought, well, at least my horrible story's going to get buried. But it's not. A Thunderbird High School student. There's a reason I bring this up. He got in trouble because he got caught taking his camera and taking an upskirt shot of a classmate. And the girl caught him, and everybody said, hey, he's got that. And he's like, yes, I have. He admitted it. I took a picture of her upskirt. I did that.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. And the principal's like, let's delete that. He goes, let me make sure it's deleted. I'm also going to go into your deleted files, and I'm going to make sure it's off your phone. When he goes to the deleted files, he sees that this kid's been doing nothing but upskirt shots of people at school for a long time. Now, the reason it's a thing is because he's 18, And it is...
he's an adult.
And
it's
an adult. Sending him out?
So the news last night brings Austin Roberts of Thunderbird High School. I'm like, you poor bastard. If you were 17, we wouldn't be allowed to know your name. We couldn't see your face. Just a few weeks earlier when he was taking those dirty pictures of his classmates, everything was all right. But now that he's 18, there's a photo of him on Channel 3. He's known as the guy taking upskirt shots just 3 months before graduation. You should have stopped before you became legal. Now you're an adult. Anyway, they seized his phone. He's been arrested because the other girls that found out, because they had to tell them, by the way, we think these are your panties, Christy.
He's learning a hard lesson.
Hey, those are my panties. Where did you get those?
From Austin Roberts.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to press charges.
The first girl said, so long as he deletes it, we're cool. I don't want to press charges. And the principal's like, all right, that's very nice of you. Now off you go. Probably.
So you don't think he should get in trouble?
Sure, he should get in trouble. But at 17, that was like, you know, you're not allowed to get in that much trouble. Now he's got worse charges just because when he was doing it a few months ago, and he's doing it now, it's a totally different thing. Now it stuck with him forever.
Well,
I know. That's what I'm warning all these kids about. If you're going to do these
you're
shots.
Hitting me right in the pills on this one, right?
Your boy's probably doing
right
this.
Right in the pills.
And Brady and I have daughters, so if you're on the other side of that, you're like, yeah, prosecute that zone, bitch.
Absolutely. So the first girl was like, it's, I understand guys do that stuff. And she was cool about it. And they said, all right, thank you, Hannah. And they sent her on her way and said, all right, Austin, come in here, sit down, let me see your phone. Find a whole bunch of other ones. He has to tell them, all right, that one is Robin and that one is. I got them all. And they bring those girls in, and then all of them are like, press charges. It's 18, so it's an adult charge. Poor little bastard.
Kind of like the waiting in line thing. I don't really get the whole upskirt
I don't
thing.
Never have.
I don't understand how that's exciting.
Never got it.
By the way, if every male student at Thunderbird High School doesn't have a clean phone this morning,
right. You're an
they
idiot.
Are not
scrub
paying
them.
Attention.
Because, you know, if you're friends with Austin,
that's
he was
it.
Firing those shots
absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clear
he
your probably text.
Because he didn't take every one of those photos.
No.
You're
in possession.
Thinking of your son. And
absolutely.
And his
and his thread
and
of
his friends that include him on stuff.
Here's a picture of Hannah's Monday panties
we
on
need
Tuesday.
You all to hand your phones.
Go into your deleted items just like the principal did and clear everything.
There was a kid in
Destroy
Rhodes,
the cloud.
Forgot his name. I want to say his name was John, but his short kid. And he thought it was hilarious. He ordered those mirror shoes that Pee Wee Herman had. And he thought it would be hilarious to walk around. Dude, you can see up chick's skirts. And I'm like, they can also see the gigantic mirror
reflection
on your shoes.
What an idiot.
It only works on TV. I keep wanting to say Bender. His name was something like that. It wasn't John Bender because that's Breakfast Club, but his name Bender.
I don't know. Check the prisons.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah. Oh, there's no way he died in a hiking incident or something. There's no way this guy's still alive. But, yeah, he would walk around. He thought me and my friend John Stevens would just be like, all right, let's walk around with
a pair.
Him. And no, I thought we'd just follow him around and look up girls' skirts and
even
reverse.
Back then, you were smart enough to.
Of course,
avoid
I was smart
dude.
Enough to know. Dude, you have to. You know those things doctors used to wear on their foreheads? Those big giant circles that I still don't know what they were. They weren't lights. They were like reflective mirrors that would. I don't know what those were. But that was what was on his shoe. Big satellite dish mirrors on a 5'4" kid, size 6, shoes that were just gigantic.
So how did it work for him?
It didn't. Everybody, like, John, the shoes.
Not as good as the x-ray glasses.
Check it out. And he'd put them on and he'd walk like, but then the girls would be like, and run away. And he would, like, try to chase them around with his mirror shoes. You know, it's junior high. And then I'm sure he got them taken away later in the day, but I just remember that. Like, what do we want to look up their skirts for? There's times at the mall when a really hot, smoking hot girl would go up the escalator, and I'd stand by the glass, and I'd look. And there were a few times when I was pretty happy about that.
That's an architectural problem.
That is. That's more of a flaw in the design of Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Not our fault.
And we're taking advantage of that because...
No, I was just happened
thongs.
To be eating right there.
Not me.
I'd look up, and
I
see
not
it.
Me. I was chasing them around. Look at that. So how long is this lady? And
I was chasing
her. Absolutely. I was on the floor underneath going, there she is again. She just came out of the Hot Topics. And I would say, and she'd walk right by the glass. And I'm like, how long is she going to be this oblivious? That's the reason I was kind of, A, I'm seeing stuff I shouldn't see, which is kind of a treat. And B, but I wasn't turned on. I was just like, how long are we going to get away with this? Like, she doesn't know. She's walking by this glass. Red thong. I remember the girl in the white skirt and the red thong. And I'm like, how long is... I think she wants us to see it. And we walked for, I don't know, 5-6 hours. She was at the mall for a long time.
You didn't stop to masturbate?
No, it wasn't turned on. It wasn't sexual.
I just can't help it.
Nothing about that is sexual to me. I don't get the
opposite. Yeah, I don't
understand
it either. Most of
the time, and the worst part is if a girl's not wearing underwear, that's one of the grossest things you can see and not expect. Like, it is not, that's not a pretty part of a woman's body, that wound.
Sweating.
Yeah, it's all, summer. Yeah, it's like she's swamping around. And,
ugh.
What is that? Is it like a, it's the palsy. It's the dog's mouth with palsy. Yeah, it's frothy. You don't know what it is. We walked around there. I mean, I was well into my 20s following that girl in the red thong around, laughing hysterically all day. It's like, what is she doing? I'm watching. She was beautiful, though. I mean, it was stripper quality. Only classy. But that's as far as I'd go. I wouldn't photograph it, send it to friends. It's a pair.
Taking it to the next level.
Yeah. And then the weird part is, we went through all that. I think my friend Brian was the one with me. Went through all that, and then we end up next to Victoria's Secret, where the ads are just women in underwear. And I'm like, what? We could have just stood here. Just stared at that lady's picture all day long. She's actually almost naked. And it's because you're getting away with something.
Yep, the forbidden glance.
But last night, Austin Roberts! Poor kid. Would have been anonymous if it was just a few months ago. And look at his picture. He's like, I'm the upskirt king of Thunderbird High. They've got his photo out on the news. Like, this would have all been forgotten, at least by the news and stuff, had it not been for that. So I'll be the first to
thank you, Austin Roberts, for being the beacon that I will show my son tonight.
Yes. Let him be the lesson.
Clear his phone.
Clear your phone at all times. When you get pictures of anyone nude or upskirt or whatever, and it's not supposed to be there, they didn't know that photo was taken, take a look. It's just like looking down a girl's shirt. Peek and get out of there. Don't stare, don't keep, don't archive. If you weren't supposed to have it in the first place, there's a chance you'll be charged. Poor Austin Roberts. Matt O'Connell?
O'Connor?
O'Connor comes to mind. Brady's friend Matt O'Connor. How long has it been since you were in high school?
35 years.
35 years ago. And why do we still know Matt?
Yeah.
Matt O'Comer.
That's right, because he had a problem on the wrestling mat. It's once you do that kind of stuff, it's not forgotten. So, Austin, you cancel all your future trips back to reunions. You're not going. Because these people will never forget the 20-year reunion if Austin Roberts comes in. Remember Austin? He's the dude who upskirted everybody.
So, Austin, I look forward to the reunion right now.
Right.
You can probably have some redemption then.
Yeah.
And I think it's run its course.
The upskirts?
Because Matt was there.
He did go.
Yeah.
And you guys called him that again.
I talked to him. No.
You
didn't bring it up.
Somebody did.
You wonder, did
but
too.
I did. Usually in the past, you'd hear someone, right.
Someone
you
scream
know,
his name.
Out. Yeah.
You brought it up, just not to him.
Right. Behind. That's worse.
You guys talked about
it. I was
it.
There with a friend.
You brought it up.
Yeah, and he's definitely, we're like, wow.
Right.
Good for him.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
Good
you know,
for
like,
him. Why would he go back? Ever. Who in the hell does he want to see there that he's still not friends with? I would make some connections. He's an idiot.
See if he still had the same feeling when he was on the wrestling mat watching that girl.
Should have rolled around with him. He wasn't watching a girl.
It's amazing how one little incident could just change
the
direction of your life.
Total stamp you, especially when you're like that. I don't think what Austin was doing is too terrible. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing on the news. Name, face. Like upskirt shots. This
I don't
kid's
know.
Labeled.
I have a,
it's not good.
I have a different feeling about these upskirt people because
it is weird.
I just don't. Maybe I just don't understand it. How you can have that kind of thing? I guess it's a fetish.
When you're in high
Absolutely.
School, though.
Yeah.
When you're in high school,
but or is it just a snicker and a giggle kind of thing?
Yeah, you're trying to like you know.
I'm not saying that's
check
better.
It out. No. This is hilarious.
It's not normal. It's funny, but it's also like we're not supposed to see it. I've never seen it.
But you're going
it's hard
to great
to get
lengths
yeah,
to really do
are.
This. Like you're. Searching it out and keeping them on your phone.
You're seeing girls in skirts, and you're like, trying to get in there. Mirror shoes.
I don't know.
It is odd. There's no. It's not good behavior. I'm not. You know. I'm saying he's fine. I'm just saying. Really, in the grand scheme of things, it's just some curious kid who doesn't know how to deal with things. And that key seems like you'll. When remember when you were 16, 17, it felt like you'd never be able to. Like seeing that was going to be the hardest mountain you've ever had to climb. And then once you're in there, you're like, oh, this isn't so bad. I can figure this out. But before that, it's like, oh, boob. Oh, girl in a bra. It's like, you know, so you were excited
That's
about
true.
Weird things. So maybe Austin just wasn't figuring out how to
Yeah, I don't think we should send him to prison for 20 years. But I'm just saying.
Lesson learned.
He definitely deserves a little bit of
I do think that upskirt kid in high school shouldn't have been a news story. But since he was, I jumped on it.
Yeah, you're not helping.
Oh, I'm not helping Austin at all. He needs to be admonished for sure. But I think the basic punishment is the fact that the news put his picture up. I'm sitting here talking about it. Poor kid. I'm kind of in your corner, but you're still stupid. Like it's I wouldn't have done it because I wasn't an upskirt guy, but I don't think you're. I think his lesson's learned by the pure embarrassment of it all. And you're never getting laid by anybody at that school. You're out.
I don't know if I even know an upskirt guy.
No, I wouldn't really hang out with an upskirt guy.
Yeah.
Once I find out.
His girlfriend broke up with him.
I'm pretty sure if I find out you are an upskirt guy, our friendship starts to fork a little bit. Like, I'm going to go right and you're going to go left.
Check this out.
Yeah, look at this.
Check it out. I was over at the McDonald's. Got an upskirt. What the hell is wrong with you? There's the internet. I can see literal.
You're not hanging out with that dude.
Interracial penetration at my fingertips. What? Well, dude, live McDonald's upskirt. The only time I've taken upskirt shots is when it's a woman whose legs don't close. Like, she's so fat that it's hilarious. Like, oh, look at that. Oh, that's disgusting. And I try to make people sick. That's the only time. Like, look at this. Imagine if her thighs weren't touching what you'd be seeing right now. It would be like a seal eating a grilled cheese. It would just be the worst thing you could ever imagine. Like a seal with rabies. Eating a grilled cheese sandwich.
You're talking about.
And the grilled cheese cheese is Gouda in Swiss. It's white cheese.
Maybe 17 years ago, the Zetejas experience. It almost made it have to get up from the table.
The
lower table.
That's
and the
right.
lady sat in the upper table deck.
And there was a seal eating a grilled cheese.
There was a seal with rabies eating a grilled cheese right in Brady's face. The entire trip.
I can't look.
And we kept going, Brady, who? Like, Lewis was with us. Like, we were with Bill Lewis, too. Giant former Cardinal Bill Lewis, and he's sitting with us, and like, Brady, she's moving, and she would move, and the seal would start chewing the grilled cheese again. Like, oh, come on! Come on!
You didn't get your phone out?
I don't think we had camera phones at the ready.
No, yeah, but.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It was distracting.
And get your cannon out?
It was hilarious. Yeah, I would have Polaroided that right in front of her and just shook it.
What are you guys doing?
Well, I've never seen wildlife eat a grilled cheese before, so I'm going to show my friends that. But she was that thing was flailing. It was out. It was crying for help, and it was unattractive. I'll take a photo of that. And if you so be it. If the cops go, hey, what were you doing? I'm like, taking a picture of that lady's disgusting. Look at she's a. I would like to file a complaint that she's publicly
you
disturbing.
Turn it around.
Yeah, that'd she's making genius. Me sick with her. She's naked.
Look at this.
Look at it. Taking a picture for evidence. And you know what? The cop would be like, clearly he's not sexually aroused by this. Let's go talk to that woman. Ma'am, you need to close your legs. Which tells me that Austin was taking pictures of some hot chicks. Because if it was the fat, weird ones, then it would have been novelty photos and the girls would have had to have been talked to about keeping their legs closed.
John, what are the chances Austin Roberts listens to your show? And just a few short months ago, he was probably laughing at Eric doing crap with his cousins.
Yeah, right.
Now look at him.
Look, Austin, I'm on your side. If you need somebody to talk to, email me. We're going to talk about how stupid you are.
He doesn't look happy in this.
He's not pleased. Oh, no. But I understand how it is.
Hey, look, tingling.
Here's the thing you need to learn, Austin. All things will pass. This is not as big a deal as it seems right now. However, you're labeled forever. You got to do something pretty special with your life now.
You got no friends in the news.
He might be on the. Will he get on the list for that?
No. Yeah, it'll be.
I don't know. I had a cop tell me I was when I was out mooning people like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's such a
hollow threat.
That's a hollow threat. It's to scare you to stop it. Just knock it off. That's basically what he's saying. Nobody wants to see your ass and your kunkle hanging out or whatever the hell that is.
Kunkle?
Yeah, it's a nutsack with the butthole tied together. It's an old phrase. It's an old timey phrase.
I've heard that one.
Your kunkle.
The goat.
Throw the old kunkle out.
Yeah.
It's a knuckle with your man C word.
From the back, it
underneath.
Looks like a knuckle?
Well, it's got like, there's a knuckle in the middle where it kind of adjusts. And as you're bending down, there's a star.
Okay, now
there's a hole. I don't know. I heard my dad's friend saying it when my dad's friend got drunk and mooned people out of the back of our car once.
I learned something new today.
It fit well.
Throw out the kunkle. Yeah, I'm like, I like that. Because it's got a combination of the worst dirty word you can have, a knuckle, your uncle somehow. I'm not sure how he's involved in a butthole. It might be Kunk Hole, but either way, it's a great way. And that's the way cops are like, well, I'll put you on a list for sex registry. They're just telling you, knock it off. Or
scare the crap out.
You're not going to put your butt and your balls out of the window.
I was skittish back then.
Yeah, of course.
Take much.
They recognized it and they said, all right, put your butthole back in. Rosebud. There's Kunkel.
It's a different
definition. Wow. The new definition of Kunkel is an uncle that's a C word. Which I guess maybe where that came from. Oh, there's my Kunkel. He's constantly showing everybody his butthole. What a Kunkel.
Oh, so it's a cousin uncle that's or close to your own age?
Could work. Either way.
Oh, multiple meanings.
Yeah, it's got a lot of that.
The one uncle that lives with you after his divorce?
I like that one. Either way, it's fun to think about.
Oh, there you go.
Don't do it.
There's a definition for you.
Oh, that's maybe that's where my dad's friends got it. It's an oversized fat vagina.
That girl last night had a proper kunkel.
That's where my dad's friends got it. That's why they were calling the dude who had his ass out. We were coming back from Pittsburgh, going to Morgantown, West Virginia, coming back from some game. And I remember him saying, he's kunkles out the window. And I'm like, I love that word.
Oh, it was like a wizard sleeve made of 4-inch thick steaks.
So there it is. Anyway, you're not getting out of any sex registry. Cops will tell you if you get caught peeing. Try to scare you. You know, you're out and there's a school nearby and you can't have your wiener out like that. You can get on a register and it scares everybody into never doing that again. You have to do some stuff to get on that registry.
Oh, God.
It's not just walking
around. There are too many definitions of this.
Great word.
Yeah, read that one. Knuckles, that one is not. That is like a physical.
Well, that one has a thing that says when it usually happens and the word fisting is. I'm not reading that.
You're out.
Anyway. Anyway, Austin. Don't let the world scare you. But what you've done here, boy, is you've made the mountain for success in life a little higher and more necessary because you can't let this brand you and identify you forever. This can't be your calling card forever. You have to become something now. 20 years from now, I want people to say, remember Austin Roberts from school? And be like, the kid who took upskirt shots? He's the CEO of Roberts International.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the kid killed it. And then they'll know. Yeah, but you're always going to be upskirt guy.
They make mini skirts.
Yeah, he makes impenetrable mini skirts. Whatever it is, kid.
You know why that is? Because it's Google Box.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that and the fact that everybody who's ever known him.
You can't hide anymore.
No, can't do it.
Like back in the day, you could move to Hawaii and nobody could look you up.
Just don't talk to the people from high school ever again. Right, just avoid ever seeing the people who can ever point at you and go, I know you, upskirt guy.
Now with the Google Box.
Yeah, it's over.
Because we all did it when Trip Reeb came to town.
Oh, yeah, we Googled
him. We were all over it.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
He used to do tapestries in high school of girls' upskirts. Because they didn't have photographs back then.
He sold them.
Yeah. Tapestry, ye old tapestry, upskirts for ye old whack-a-thon. See you, ladies, burlap panties, and a beautiful, accurate tapestry by me, Trip Reeb, tapestry master of the summer of 1353. 'Twas the summer of 1353.
You're going to get another talking to today.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that about my tapestries. Calls me
they are the finest.
Enough with the tapestry jokes. I'm done with that time. He's getting to the age now where we can start.
That was centuries ago.
Yeah, look, people forget. Never see. Trip did it back in the 14th century, and we're still talking about it. I had a very flattering tapestry of your panties, m'lady. I have my hair cut like a page boy.
That's what's hanging all over his office.
I'm waiting for you to give me the Flight of the Conchords summer of 1353 song. What a great song that is. Anyway.
It'll take too long.
Yeah, he's way behind at this point. I don't know, something happened to you. I told you to call Ben, my friend, and I had the phone up, number ready, laid it next to the phone. And then he starts going through his phone to get Ben's number because he's got it too. And I'm like, it's right there. And he didn't look at my phone once. He just went, another minute went by while he had to get it off of his phone.
He's aging too. I mean, look at the
gray. Why? Why not my phone? It's just as good as your phone.
My phone was in my hand.
The number was literally.
Didn't see it.
I pointed to it.
That's already in the middle.
Attention
bigger
to details.
Text.
Attention to details. My text is huge.
New glasses.
He's wearing glasses. I didn't get it. I'm like, I kept pointing. Like, it's right here. Here's the number for Ben. Right there on top. Big letter. Ben. Phone number.
John, I'm telling you, we're in trouble, man. Once you turn 50, this is what happens.
I guess.
Look at these guys.
It is the horrors of aging.
The golden years.
Yesterday, Brady's texting me about some stuff that was going on, and he's included accidentally a sales lady unrelated to the entire incident.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It was the wrong text.
That's how business HR happened.
On my text, it says John Holmberg plus two, figuring,
It's another plus two.
How bad is it?
It wasn't that bad. It could have been so much worse. Yeah. And he texted me and I said, why does Lisa need to know this?
Yeah, you don't make that mistake, man.
Thank God it was Lisa.
And she fires back, that's not my deal. I don't know why. You would have to talk to another sales lady about this. I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with sales at all. That's not what a kunkle is. And I said, I think Brady's old man thumbs just didn't know. And then another text came shortly after that said,
that's exactly it.
Yeah, you two need to keep double-checking, triple-checking.
It's time for the jitterbugs, boys. Everybody makes mistakes, but I didn't understand why Toledo decided, no, I'm going to look at my phone, even though the phone number is. It's like having it written on the counter, and he still looked in the phone book.
I don't believe that number you have.
Why? It was odd, and I'm just like, well, I'm making it easy for you. He goes through the text, hits the name. Edit. Like, what are you doing? Getting his number. You mean the one right here?
It's like a woman. I'll do it myself.
I'll do it myself. My phone is as good as your phone. It stores numbers just the same. Besides, you have a white background. Anyway. Reggie says, I wake up and start listening to your show right as you explain what kunkle is. Nowhere. And I mean nowhere in American radio can you get this kind of entertainment. That's a fact. We are the only station in town.
You don't think Beth's talking about kunkles right now?
Beth has one.
that was a perfect pause.
It was almost a horrible swear. I caught myself.
Good job.
I would fight Beth if I wasn't afraid of losing.
She doesn't even need tactical blows.
I think she is. Innate
it's
tactical
just her picture.
Black. It's tactical Beth. I don't think you can hurt her. Anyway, I'm only bitter at Beth because she's the longest running show in the city.
That's it? That's all that's ahead of
us? Yeah, I just want her out. That's it.
Good luck.
And it doesn't technically count. Her show changed in the middle because she killed that guy.
Got greedy.
Right, and then she kept going. How dare you, and friends.
Well, sure, it counts. Uh-uh. If Brady died, you could
Yeah, because it's still Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Yeah.
The name doesn't change.
Well, Beth's on the title.
So was Bill, but not anymore. It's just And Friends. That's a different show.
Yeah.
It's like Roseanne and the Connors aren't the same show.
So you want to get her on a technicality?
Yeah. It's a new show. It started over. I mean, you didn't know that Beth was able to carry that by herself. I thought Bill was the entertaining one. She killed him. And now she's got And Friends.
Reg and Kelly.
It's a new show. My. Yeah. Now it's not even
Kelly's
like the original.
There's
different people. It's a different show. Kelly and Ryan is not Regis and Kathy Lee, but it is. So,
is he permanent on there now?
Ryan? Oh, yeah. He's been there for
Really?
Yeah. Once she
gets along with him.
Yeah. Once she started out loud hating Michael Strahan and he had to leave and not say anything about it, although he wants to.
Racist.
That's what I think. Her husband, Mr. Consuelo, and they are racist. Anyway, I'll fight Beth, but I got to have a couple more years of training. I don't trust that she can't take me. She can whip my ass. A strong woman, sturdy, like an ox. She's like one of the Borax ads that used to have those oxen.
20 mules?
Yeah, 20 mules. Yeah. You only need one, Beth. She's got mule power. I bet she'd kick you through a wall. And piss her off and stand behind her for a second. They tell you, like, when you walk around Beth, to keep good distance, like you're, it's a quarter horse. She'll put you through a wall.
She hangs out at 19th Avenue McDonald's.
Yeah, she's down there.
Kicks
right
people's asses. Even if they have guns.
Mewing them.
John, I've never listened to her show, but
listening
to you, was she the inspiration for Kill Bill?
Oh, Kill Bill's got nothing on Beth. She's a strong woman, but I get it. Well played.
The bride.
I just give her trouble because we have no radio war, so we're not picking on the lady station. Right. Nobody to...
Where's the only coming one. From?
Yeah, they forced us to be friends with
yeah,
the
no,
ones
no,
we
gotta
are
live with these guys. It's like a forced roommates, and I kind of like... They're all right.
We used to make dick fun around of me with the alternative. And the
Mo used to work here. I still think her show is failing and stuff, but that doesn't... Nobody cares about that. That's obvious. And that's kicking somebody who can't do anything. It's like going over to the elementary school and challenging kids to a basketball game. Why am I playing with this? I can make fun of Neanderthal's head, but that's just easy. Mark's nice.
He almost runs me over every day in the parking lot.
Does he? Neanderthal?
Well, I back out, and there's usually a car, and it's hard to see.
Yeah.
So, like, I pull out slowly, and then here he comes, honking his horn at me.
You need to adjust your booster seat. You can get right over
I know. That. I can't see anything. Too short.
A ghost car. Goddamn ghost car. It's 7:12. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Buying or selling a house, we can help you with that. Just get in touch with us, ELOteam.com. We got concerts galore, John. More announcements yesterday.
It's insane.
Primus is coming to town doing a tribute to Rush.
We've done something with concerts in this city over the next month that I've never seen before. I was talking to somebody about it, and I said, the Foo Fighters got announced. I know. It's depressing people.
Oh, man.
They can't
too
go
much.
They can't go to all of them, and they're now like, I'm gonna miss like two I really want to go to.
I've never seen anything like it. Like 2020 is
April 2020.
It's a first for me.
It's insanity. The end of March and early April, it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? This is too many.
So we got Primus up there. We talked about Foo Fighters getting announced. Korn, Faith No More.
Faith No More.
Scars on Broadway's on that show, too.
And I'm dying to see them because we were just talking about that. Like, why didn't they do more records?
Yeah.
They're coming to do their
solid
record.
Band.
It was fantastic. Let's do Faith No More today.
Okay.
Because that song's fantastic.
Falling to pieces.
And they are a blast live. And I'll tell you this. Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Faith No More was the show out there at that racetrack in Avondale years ago. And Faith No More was unreal.
Mr. Bungle, however.
Not so great.
Not so good.
Fun album, but live terrible. They opened for Tool or something.
Yeah, remember in Tucson?
Yeah. That was bad.
He was in his sailor suit.
He dressed as a sailor and confused us, and the sound was bad, and he was not good. But I don't know if they're holding up, but I saw Faith No More years ago. Holy Moses, were they good. Yeah, amazing. So, everything they do was great for a little while. Forget it's 30 years old, so... Kind of an anniversary show, but Faith No More coming with Korn and Scars on Broadway. It's just a ridiculously good show. And the last time I saw Korn, they had life again. They opened up for Rammstein, Stone Sour, Korn, and Rammstein in Vegas. And
solid lineup there.
Stone Sour was Flat Champagne. They went out there, and I'm like, they are going to get blown off the stage tonight. They were good. Korn came out and blew him off the stage. I'm like, Korn, I thought Korn would bore me. They killed it.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.